sorry. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but this time Will Smith is saying that online to Chris Rock directly for this.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the out of me.
That was on ABC Sunday night. He also threw some F-bombs yelling at Chris Rock from the crowd. So in an Instagram post, Smith apologized to him, calling his behavior unacceptable and excusable. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, Sunday night's incident will be the topic of discussion at that formal review and full meeting of the Academy's Board of Governors, which has been called for tomorrow evening. The Hollywood Reporter says there's usually a post-Oscars board meeting to talk about the ceremony and address issues that came up during the show, but that it's not usually held this soon after the ceremony. They say some kind of sanction of Smith is likely. Some Academy members are calling for his membership to be suspended, while others want his Best Actor Oscar to be revoked. Dave.
Tanya, for the first time in 2 weeks, talks between the Russians and Ukraine. This time in Turkey, on day 34 of the Russian invasion.
As the struggle continues for control of key towns across the country, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky last night celebrating one Ukrainian victory.
Our defenders are advancing in the Kyiv region, regaining control over Ukrainian territory. Irpin was liberated. Well done.
The mayor of Irpin says that it is still not safe for residents to return and that Russian attacks are not over.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. President Biden's clarifying when he said Saturday that Russian leader Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. He said he was just being emotional, that it was moral outrage.
Nobody believes we're going to take down. I was talking about taking down Putin.
Republicans were critical, saying it sent the wrong message. Russia called it alarming. The Democratic-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has voted to ask the full House to hold two Trump White House officials, Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino, in contempt of Congress for not cooperating, rejecting their executive privilege claim. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Days after the hearing ended for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, Democrats have set up a key vote Monday to move forward, trying to confirm her to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making Jackson the first black woman on the court.
The Senate Judiciary Committee Chair, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, slammed some Republicans who he said focused all of their time on Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's sentencing in child pornography possession cases.
Now, this may play well to the QAnon crowd and the fringe conspiracy theories who helped drive the insurrection on January 6, 2021. But the American public sees it for what it is.
Republican ranking member Chuck Grassley said they simply need to know more.
Unfortunately, Judge Jackson's record is incomplete.
Specifically citing a lack of documents from Jackson's time on the U.S. Sentencing Commission. If the committee is tied along party lines, a procedural maneuver would be required to then get Jackson's nomination before the full Senate for a vote. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More than a dozen people are recovering in Pennsylvania hospitals the day after a massive pileup of cars and trucks on a Pennsylvania highway in Schuylkill County. At least three people were killed.
Several cars and trucks were on fire as a result of high-speed collisions in blinding conditions. Forecasters warned of the squalls that were expected to drop drivers' visibility to half a mile or less.
Well, that's Fox's Gernal Scott on the snowy conditions. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, which could add to yesterday's gains for the Dow and the NASDAQ. Same old in the NCAA Women's College Basketball Tournament.
UConn advances to their 14th straight Final Four as they beat NC State 91-87 in double overtime. UConn will face Stanford in the Final Four.
That's Fox's Peter Schwartz. Louisville top Michigan. That sets up a showdown with South Carolina. Those games will be Friday night. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.